morning to everyone.
大家早上好。
It's already June.
现在已经是六月了。
And I'm planning to retire in October.
我打算在八月退休。
And that means I have less than June, October.
十月退休。
That means I have less than 5 months as a senior pastor.
这就是说我只有大概五个月在做大家的主任牧师。
Generally, I try to preach at all the Chinese services once every 3 months.
一般来说，我是每三个月来这个国语堂或者粤语堂去讲道一次。
So today will be my next to last time to preach as senior pastor.
今天应该是我倒数第二次跟大家讲道。
And so I've been thinking carefully about what to preach on my last two times.
之前呢，我就仔细地想，我到底要在这次跟大家分享什么呢？
And so the Lord has guided me to preach particularly on getting back to the basics this morning.
然后神就告诉我，我今天要跟大家分享的就是回归基本。
And my hope is that the church will remember some of these concepts.
希望大家今天可以记住讲到的内容。
My granddaughter is finishing kindergarten very soon.
我的孙女快要完成她的幼儿园的学业了。
Now, when I think back about kindergarten, I rethought I didn't learn very much in kindergarten.
当我想起我上幼儿园的时候，我不记得我学了什么东西。
I don't think I learned about the alphabet or even the numbers.
我不记得我学了字母还有数字。
I do remember being away from my parents for the first time for an extended period.
我就记得我第一次离开父母一个很长的时间。
And I remember playing in the sandbox.
我记得我在幼儿园玩那个沙箱。
So we're probably more impressed with what people learn in graduate school than in kindergarten.
所以今天我们认为大家在研究所学的比在幼儿园学的可能更有深刻的印象。
But a few years ago, a number of years ago, an American minister wrote a book called All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten.
很多年前有一个牧师写了一本书叫做其实我所要知道的就是我在幼儿园所学的东西。
It became a bestseller.
它成为一个很畅销的书。
In that book, the writer lists the lessons normally learned in American kindergarten.
在那个书里作者列出了很多在美国幼儿园所学的东西。
And he said that the world would be a better place if the adults learn the same basic rules as the children.
他在书里说，这个世界会变得更美好，如果成年人去遵循他们在幼儿园所学的东西。
For instance, in kindergarten, children learn how to share.
因为在幼儿园里，小朋友们学习怎么去分享。
They learn how to play fair or go by the rules.
他们学习了怎么去公平的去玩而且怎么去遵循这个规则。
They learn not to hit one another.
他们学习怎么去不要打别人。
They learn not to take things that do not belong to them.
他们学习到不应该去拿不属于自己的东西。
They learn to clean up after themselves.
他们学习要就是玩完以后要收拾。
They learn how to say sorry when they hurt people.
他们学习到如何去道歉，如果他们伤了别人。
So if you think about it, you actually learn some very important things in kindergarten.
大家回想起来，其实你在幼儿园里学了很多很重要的东西。
And learning those lessons can affect them into their adult life.
学习了这些东西，其实对后来的成年人的生命其实是很大的影响的。
But if they don't learn those lessons or they forget these lessons, that also affects them in their adult life.
如果他们忘记了他们在幼儿园所学的东西，其实对他们的成长也是很大的影响。
So in learning the basics is something very important.
所以学习基本的东西是很重要的。
Now, churches also can forget the basics.
教会呢，有时候也会忘记这些基本的东西。
Churches have lots of activities and programs.
我们教会有很多的活动，有很多的节目。
All you have to do is open your Sunday bulletin.
你可以打开主日这个节目单。
We have conferences.
我们有很多的会议。
We have table tennis tournament.
我们有这个乒乓球比赛。
We have summer day camp.
我们有夏令营。
We have expansion.
我们有扩堂的事情。
We're looking for a new senior pastor.
我们而且在招聘一个新的主任牧师。
All these are important.
所有这些东西都是很重要的。
But they can also distract us from being devoted to the basics.
但是这些事情也会让我们从这个基本的基础上分心。
It's not that we shouldn't do those things or we can't do those things.
不是说我们不能做这些事情，我们不应该做这些事情。
But we want to make sure that we do the basics first.
但是我们要保证我们要先做基本的事情。
Because the basics are fundamentals.
因为这些基本的就是我们的基础。
They are essential.
因为他们是必要的。
And so if we want to learn what is basic for a church, we need to go back to the Bible.
如果我们想知道什么对教会来说是基本的，我们要来看圣经。
We need to look at the first church.
我们要去看第一个教会。
Now the church started in the book of Acts.
第一个教会是在《使徒行传》里开始的。
After Jesus died on the cross and rose again,He stayed on the earth for 40 days.
耶稣死后然后复活，他在地上又行走了40天。
He taught his disciples until he ascended into heaven in Acts chapter 1.
他就继续教导他的门徒们直到他在第一章里面最后升天了。
In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit is given to the believers.
在第二章里说圣灵降下来降给门徒了。
And empowered by the Holy Spirit, Peter preached a sermon that focused on Christ.
靠着圣灵的能力，彼得就传讲了一个道是关于主耶稣的。
And 3,000 people became Christians that day.
当时呢就3,000人信主了。
These people got baptized.
那些人就被受洗了。
And they became the firstChurch there in Jerusalem.
他们就形成了当时在耶路撒冷第一个教会。
So this was the beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2.
这个就是第一个教会的开始，在《使徒行传》里面说的。
Now we need to remember that the church is not a building.
我们需要记住，就是教会不是一个建筑物。
Our congregation just recently voted to sell this building to the city.
我们教会最近投票，就是说要把249卖回给政府。
But this building is not the church.
但是这个建筑物并不是教会。
The church is the people.
教会是人。
The people that have been called out by God.
就是那些被主召聚去信主的这些人。
And so the people rather than the building or organization is the church.
所以教会不是一个建筑物，也不是一个组织，而是一群人。
And in the passage that was just read, it tells us what did the church do.
刚才我们看的经文里说到当时的人做了些什么，教会做了些什么。
What was its focus? What was its priorities?
什么是当时教会的专注的事情和他们优先的事情。
Then it tells us what was the result.Of focusing on those priorities.
然后也告诉我们了什么是专注那些事情优先事情的结果。
You might say this is the product.
我们可以说是最后的成果。
So for the purpose of this sermon, I actually want to reverse the order.
在这次讲到呢，我想把这个次序调换一下。
I first want to look at the product or the results.
我们想先看这个结果。
Because as you look at those results, hopefully you will think to yourself, I'd like that kind of church.
如果大家看完结果以后，大家可能会想啊，我也很想要这样的教会。
I'd like to see those results in our church.
我想看到我们教会里也有这些的成果。
And if you think that way, then hopefully you'll pay more attention to the priorities, or what were the basics that they devoted themselves to?
如果大家是这样想的，我希望大家就后来可以专注在这些优先的事情，我们基本的事情。
So in verses 43 to 47, we see four products.
在这个43节到47节，我们看到四个成果。
The first was that there was awe.
第一个就是有威严。
Verse 43 says, "And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles."
第四十三节里说，众人都惧怕，圣徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
Now the word awe could be translated fear.
这个字威严可以翻译成惧怕。
But it is not terror.
不是那种恐惧的惧怕。
But rather reverence.
是一种敬畏。
It is used for the times when the people of God were stunned by some powerful divine reality.
这个字可以形容在一些信主的人看到一些神圣的事物后的惊叹。
Now, I'm not sure if any of you ever visited the Grand Canyon.
我不知道大家有没有去过大峡谷。
I remember the first time, the only time I've ever visited the Grand Canyon.
我很记得我第一次去大峡谷的那次经历。
It's an 8-hour drive from Los Angeles.
那是一个从洛杉矶开车八小时的路程。
And I remember as we were driving to the Grand Canyon that the scenery was kind of boring.
当我们开车去大峡谷的时候，路上的风景没什么特别。
A lot of it was like desert.
很多地方都是像沙漠一样。
But finally we got to the park.
但最后呢，我们终于到达了那个公园。
And getting out of the car in the parking lot, we walked to the edge of the Grand Canyon.
然后我们停下车就走到那个山的边上。
And finally we got there.
最后我们终于到达了。
And we had this wonderful view.
我们有一个很好的美景在我们前面。
And literally it took my breath away.
我当时真的好像是呼吸不了一样。
I was overcome with a sense of awe.
我就心里充满了一种敬畏，一种感到神的威严。
And I think that's the kind of feeling the people had in the first church.
我想这个就是当时第一个教会那些信众的感受。
They were in awe of God.
他们对神有一种敬畏。
In that first church, particularly, the awe was prompted by wonders and signs being done through the apostles.
这里可以看见众人都敬畏，因为惧怕，因为使徒行了很多奇事神迹。
Now you may wonder, where are the signs and wonders today?
大家可能会想，那到底今天神迹奇事在哪儿呢？
Now we should notice that it says that these signs and wonders were done by the apostles.
我们要注意，这里面说这些神迹奇事是使徒们做的。
They were God's chosen messengers.
他们是神拣选的就是使徒。
And one of the requirements for an apostle, according to Acts chapter 1, is that they need to witness the resurrected Christ.
有一个做使徒的基本要求就是他们亲眼目睹了主的复活。
So I don't think that there are any apostles left today.
我想今天是没有任何的使徒在我们现今的这个时代里了。
But just because there are no apostles does not mean that God is not doing wonders and miracles today.
虽然没有使徒在我们中间，但是不代表神不会行这些神迹奇事。
I've seen a number of miracles in these last few months even.
在最近几个月我就看到很多神的神迹奇事。
I have an aunt and an uncle who are not really aunt and uncle, but really the father came from the same village as my father.
我有一个叔叔婶婶，虽然不是我就是亲的那种叔叔婶婶，但是他们是跟我爸爸是同一个村子来的。
But my family and their family was very close.
我们两家是走得很近的。
But even though my parents were Christian, my aunt and uncle had no interest in Christianity.
虽然我的父母是基督徒，但是我这个叔叔和婶婶他们就是没有对基督这个信仰没有兴趣。
Particularly, my aunt was very devoted to ancestor worship.
而且我的婶婶特别是很喜欢去拜祖先。
And I've been praying for them to become Christians for 40 years.
我就一直为他们祷告，祷告了四十年，希望他们成为基督徒。
I must admit there were times I would think, oh, they'll never become Christian.
有时候我都觉得，哎呀，他们真的不可能成为基督徒。
But a few months ago, my uncle developed some health problem.
但是最近几个月，我的叔叔身体出了一些状况。
And it prompted them to be open and to put their faith in Christ.
这样就促使到他们去打开他们的心，去认识这个基督的信仰。
And I baptized them in their home a few months ago.
就是后来几个月，就是前几个月，我就在他们的家里为他们施浸。
So I believe that's a miracle.
我就觉得这个就是一个神迹。
That it's not something that we would naturally think would happen.
这个是我们就是正常是想不到的。
But God did a miracle in the heart of my aunt and uncle.
但是神在我的叔叔和婶婶心里做了一个神迹。
And I am in awe of what God can do.
我对神的这个所行的事真是充满了敬畏。
So in that first church, there was a sense of awe of God's power.
所以这个第一个教会，众人的心里都充满了敬畏。
But also there was the product of caring.
而且呢，还有一样就是充满了关心关爱。
Verse 44 and 45.
44节和45节
And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
信的人都住在一起，都在一起，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人的需用，分给个人。
So these two verses tells usthat in that first church, the people cared about one another.
这个经文就告诉我们，在第一个教会里，人是互相关心的。
They were willing to sell their possessions so that they could share the proceeds with one another as they had need.
他们愿意去变卖他们的家产、田产，去分给那些有需要的人。
As I mentioned, I have some grandchildren.
我刚才提过我有一个孙子孙女。
And certainly I enjoy them.
我跟他们玩得很好。
But sometimes they can act very childish.
但是有些时候他们就很幼稚。
Many times they will fight over the same toy.
但是有时候他们就会因为一个玩具而打架。
And you can hear them arguing with each other and saying, mine.
他们就会互相的就是争吵，就拿着那个东西说这是我的。
And sometimes adults are like that.
有时候成年人也像他们一样。
No, we don't verbally say mine.
当然我们不会就是说出来这是我的。
But we think it in our mind.
但是在我们的思想脑海里我们就觉得这个是我的。
Where we hold on tightly to what we have.
我们对于我们拥有的东西，我们都抓得很紧。
But this first church was different.
但是这个第一个教会是不一样的。
They were willing to share with one another.
他们很愿意的去跟大家每个人分享他们的东西。
And so we really should see the church as like a family.
我们看教会就好像看家庭一样。
And we are between Mother's Day and Father's Day.
现在呢，我们是过了母亲节，将会迎来父亲节。
So let us look at mothers and fathers for a moment.
我们就现在来看看我们的父母。
When you were growing up as a child, perhaps you got sick.
当你成长的时候，你可能会生病。
And hopefully you remember maybe your mother taking care of you at night.
希望你可以记得住你母亲当时在夜里怎么去照顾你。
Staying up late and worrying about you.
夜里不睡觉，整天的就是非常担心你。
Hopefully your mother didn't say, "Oh, I'm going to sleep because I don't work at night.
你妈妈肯定没说啊，我现在要睡觉了，因为我晚上是不工作的。
Or, perhaps you have memories of your father, taking you somewhere.
可能你会记得你的爸爸带你去不同的地方。
Well, hopefully your father didn't send you a bill for driving you someplace.
当然，你的爸爸肯定没有把这个他给你一个账单，说我带你去了一些地方。
Because we know in a healthy family, the family members care about each other.
因为在一个健康的家庭里，我们知道成员都是互相关心的。
They willing to sacrifice for each other.
他们愿意为大家彼此牺牲。
And so the early church was like a big family.
在这里看到第一个早期的教会就像一个大家庭一样。
They had love for one another.
他们对彼此有爱。
There was this oneness or unity in this church.
他们是一个完全的合一的，我们可以看到。
A famous pastor wrote this.
一个著名的牧师写这样的话。
Said the early Christians shared their goods because they were generous.
他说早期的基督徒分享他们的东西，因为他们是慷慨的。
And they learned they were generous because they learned generosity from God.
他们慷慨是因为他们从神那里学到了慷慨。
Because God had been generous with them, they were determined to be generous with one another.
因为神对他们慷慨，所以他们也决心对别人慷慨。
So this early church was filled with a sense of awe of God's power.
早期的教会是充满了神的敬畏。
There was caring for the each other in this early church.
也都充满了对别人的关心关爱。
But this early church was also characterized by joy.
这个早期的教会也是充满了喜乐的。
Verse 46 and part of 47 says, "And the day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they receive their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God."
在第四十六节和第四十七节里说，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里且家中擘饼，存着喜乐诚实的心用饭。
So verse 46 tells us that the first church came together for worship and fellowship with glad and generous hearts.
四十六节告诉我们，圣徒呢，他们在殿中擘饼，是充满了喜乐和诚实来用饭。
They were happy to be together.
他们是聚在一起的时候非常非常高兴。
They were joyful, praising God and serving together.
他们敬拜神的时候和去服侍神的时候是充满了喜乐的。
So the question is, do you have joy when you come to worship God?
我现在问大家，你们来敬拜的时候是不是充满喜乐呢？
Do you have joy in singing praises to God?
当你唱诗歌的时候，你有没有喜乐呢？
Some of this may relate to how we define what is worship.
这个可能就是因应我们不同人对敬拜这个解读不同。
Some of you came to worship so that you can just hear a sermon.
有的人来就是为了听一听讲道。
But I would define worship as celebrating who God is and what he has done for us.
在我的定义里，敬拜就是我们去庆祝神到底是谁，他到底为我们做了什么。
So worship should be a celebration.
敬拜就是一个庆祝。
It's not a funeral.
不是一个像丧礼一样的。
So worship should be filled with joy.
敬拜是充满了喜乐。
So as you come to worship, hopefully you have a sense of joy.
当你来到敬拜这个聚会的时候，希望你的心里是充满了喜乐。
As you come here to think about who God is and what he has done for us, it should bring you lots of joy.
当你思想到神到底是谁，他到底为我们做了什么时候，你心里应该充满喜乐。
And not only worshiping God, but even serving God.
不单只我们敬拜神的时候，而我们去服侍神的时候也是要充满喜乐。
That it's not seen as some duty that you need to fulfill.
这个在我们看来不是一些责任职责去我们要去完成的。
But you see it as a joy and a privilege to serve God.
希望你看到的是我们服侍神是真的充满了喜乐。
So the fourth characteristic of this early church is found in verse 46.
最后第四个这个成果呢，就是在第四十六节里可以看到。
So they were having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
第四十七节，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now let's review for a second.
我们回顾一下。
There was a sense of awe of God's power in this church.
第一点就是对神充满了敬畏。
There was this caring and love that was in this church.
那个教会充满了关爱。
There was a sense of joy in this church.
那个教会充满了喜乐。
And guess what? The people around them saw this.
大家可以猜想一下，当时在外边的人看到会怎么想。
And it attracted more and more people to become Christian.
当外边的人看到就会被吸引，然后教会的人就增加了。
So that more that the church was growing in number.
所以那个教会在人数上有增长。
Now the text doesn't tell us, they had evangelistic meetings.
在这里经文没有告诉我们他们有这个宣教的事工
or that they had some outreach program
他们也没告诉我们有外展的事工
maybe they did
可能他们有
and nothing wrong with that
这个是没有错的
but the emphasis in the text is that the Lord added to their number
这里的重点是神天天给他们加增
the implication is as the churchfocused on its priorities, God added to their number.
重点就是如果教会去专注在他们优先的事情上，神就会为他们加增人数。
And so I'm sure that all of us would desire that our church would grow in number.
在座我相信大家都希望我们教会是一直的在增长。
And so that's why we need to look at the basics.
所以我们就要回归到这些基本的事情上。
To make sure that we're focused on the priorities that God has for us.
我们要保证我们专注在这些优先的事情上。
And then we will be able to see the results, the product that God has.
之后呢，我们就会看见神为我们预备的成果。
So let's turn now to verse 42.
我们再回看这个四十二节。
Because here we see the priorities of the church.
在这里我们看到神这个教会所优先的事情。
If we want the products that we see, we also need to be devoted to the priorities in verse 42.
如果我们想要刚才所说的那些成果，我们就必须要遵行这些优先的事情。
So verse 42 says, then they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
四十二节都这里说都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼祈祷。
Now the key word here is devoted.
这里的重要的字眼就是恒心。
That means to persist obstinately or to continue with steadfastness.
就是说我们要恒切的去遵行，恒切的去继续。
And so, in this one verse, verse 42, we see that they were focused on four things.
在这42节里，我们看到教会专注在四个事情上。
These are the things that we would call the basics.
这四件事就是我们所说的基本。
These are the things that our church needs to be focused on now and into the future.
这四件事也是我们教会现在和将来都要专注的事情。
And because they were devoted to it, it was not something that they just did for a week or a month.
在这里说他们恒心的去做这件事，不是说他们只做几个月、几天的事情。
It was not just some summer program that they had.
那个不是只是一个夏天的一个活动。
It was not just some theme they had for a year.
也不是说一年的主题之类的。
No, rather this was something that they were devoted to.
这个反而是一个事情他们要恒久的去做。
Now, this month, our church celebrates its 58th anniversary.
在这个月呢，我们教会就会庆祝第58年的庆典。
Many of you know that our church started with just 18 people.
很多人都知道我们教会刚开始的时候只有18个人。
And today our church has over 1,000 people.
但今天我们教会增长到了超过1000人。
And regardless of whether we're 18 people or over 1,000 people, we need to be devoted to these priorities.
不论我们教会到底有18个人也好，或者1000多人也好，我们都要专注在这些基本的事情上。
We need to make sure that we're doing these basic things.
我们要保证我们做这些基本的事情。
And what are those basic things?
这些基本的事情到底是什么呢？
Well, the first is learning.
第一就是学习。
Verse 42 says they were devoted, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
42节说他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Now you may ask, what is the apostles' teaching?
大家可能会问，使徒的教训到底是什么呢？
Well, at that time, the New Testament was not written yet.
在那个时候，新约圣经还没有写好。
But the apostles had sat under Jesus' teaching.
但是使徒一直跟随主耶稣，受到他的教导。
And so the apostles carried with them the things that Jesus wanted to pass on to the church.
所以呢，使徒他们就带着基督所要他们去传讲的东西。
So that first church was listening, learning from the apostles.
所以第一个教会他们就是聆听而且遵循使徒的教训。
Today we have the Bible.
今天我们有圣经。
We have God's word to us.
我们有神的话语。
And so God's word is a guidebook to us as a church and as individuals.
圣经对于我们来说是一个个人的和教会的指引。
And so today we need to devote ourselves to learning from God's word.
今天我们就是要恒切的、忠心的去学习神的话语。
Now, please don't misunderstand.
大家不要误会。
Yes, we need to study and learn from God's word.
没错，我们是要学习神的话语。
But it's not just head knowledge.
但是不是我们脑子里的知识。
It's learning according to the Bible means not only knowing it in our head, but living it out in our daily lives.
学习神的话语不是说我们只是在脑子里知道了，但是我们要，而且我们要去行出来。
Because if you really learn it, then you will live it out in your daily life.
如果你真的学习到了，你肯定会把它用出来。
James chapter 1 verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
雅各书的一章二十二节就说，只要去行道，不要单单听道，不要自己欺哄自己。
So the question is, are you devoted to the study of God's word?
这里就是说，你到底有没有奉献，有没有把自己去忠心的去学习神的话语呢？
And the church can help in many different ways.
教会为大家提供了很多学习的机会。
We have sermons.
我们有讲道。
We have Sunday school classes.
我们有主日学。
We have Bible studies.
我们有查经。
And so you should take advantage of those opportunities to learn from God's word.
大家应该去利用这些机会去学习神的话语。
But you can also learn by yourself.
但是你也可以自己去学习。
By studying God's word each and every day yourself.
每天自己的就是安静的去学习神的话语。
And I want to especially talk to those people who have been Christians for a long time.
这里我特别的是要跟那些信了一段时间的信徒来说。
And that includes myself.
当然也包括我自己。
Because there's a lot of times that we sort of think we kind of know it all.
有时候我们会觉得啊，其实这些我们都知道了。
We've heard hundreds, thousands, maybe sermons.
我们也听了成千上百成千的讲道了已经。
But the Bible says that we need to continue to learn.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们是要一直的去学习。
Know it in our heads and apply it to our lives.
在我们脑海中要记牢，而且要去把它行出来。
The Bible says that the word of God is like milk for a young baby Christian.
神说这个神的话语就像对于新的信徒来说就像乳液一样，乳汁一样。
The same word of God can be meat to those older Christians.
但是同样的话语对于一些老的基督徒来说就像肉一样。
But you have to dig a little bit.
但是你要一定要去深入的去认识。
You have to chew on God's word more.
你要仔细的去咀嚼神的话语。
And so I would encourage particularly those of us who have been Christians a long time to also be into God's word.
在这里我特别的要鼓励那些信了很长时间的信徒也去钻研神的话语。
So the first priority of this first church was learning from God's word.
第一个优先的事情对于那个时候的第一个教会来说就是学习神的话语。
The second priority of this first church was that they were sharing with one another.
第二个优先的事情就是他们彼此的分享。
Verse 42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship.
第42节说他们都恒心地遵行使徒的教训彼此交接。
The word fellowship can be translated sharing.
彼此交接这里可以翻译成分享。
So the Christians in that early church had a lot in common.
第一个教会里的信徒有很多共同点。
Obviously they shared the same spiritual life from that given from God.
很明显的他们分享了同一个信仰。
But they went beyond that.
他们就在更进一步的。
As we read, they shared their possessions with one another.
我们看到经文里他们把自己的产业都分享了。
They shared their time together.
他们分享了彼此的时间。
They ate together.
他们一同的去吃饭。
They prayed together.
他们一同祷告。
They encouraged one another.
他们彼此的鼓励。
Sometimes they had to rebuke one another.
但是有时候他们可能会斥责彼此。
They were like a big family.
他们就像一个大家庭一样。
Now some of us think that being a Christian means you just attend the worship service.
有的人就是基督徒想就觉得我们成为基督徒只是去参加这个聚会。
That you can come to the worship service and just leave.
你可以就是光来这个崇拜然后就回家了。
You don't know anyone else here.
你谁都不认识。
No one knows you.
谁也不认识你。
And maybe sometimes it's because we're a little shy.
可能是因为有时候我们有一些害羞。
Maybe we're introverted.
可能我们比较内向。
And I'm introverted.
我是一个内向的人。
And so,But some of us need to get out of our comfort zone.
但是有时候我们就要走出我们这个心里的舒适区。
To make friends with people in the church.
去在教会里交一些朋友。
Now you don't have to know everybody.
你不需要每个人都认识。
But hopefully you know a few people well.
但是希望你可以深入地认识几个好朋友。
You need to be devoted to fellowship.
你应该是恒切忠心的去彼此的分享。
And you can't do that in isolation.
你如果是隔离的，你是不可能做这件事情。
You have to develop relationships with other Christian brothers and sisters.
你一定要跟其他的弟兄姐妹建立关系。
The third priority of this first church is worship.
第三个优先的事情就是敬拜。
Verse 42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking of bread.
在第42节里说，除了他们遵行教训和彼此交接，他们还有擘饼。
Now you may say, well, I don't see worship here.
你可以说啊，我在这里没有看到敬拜。
I just see the breaking of bread.
我只看到掰饼、擘饼。
Now, breaking of bread can mean that they ate rice together.
擘饼的意思可能是他们一块吃饭。
But it can also refer to Holy Communion.
也可以在这里这里所指的也是那个圣餐。
Now we know that Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper is the time that we worship God for what he has done for us.
我们知道我们去用圣餐的时候是去纪念神为我们做的事情。
We remember his sacrifice on the cross for us.
我们去纪念神在十字架上为我们做的事情。
We remember the pain that he took to the cross.
我们去纪念他在十字架上所受的苦。
We remember how his blood washes us of our sin.
我们去纪念他的宝血怎么去洁净我们。
And so, breaking of bread can refer to that act of worship.
所以擘饼就是一个去敬拜的象征。
And so, they were devoted to the breaking of bread.
所以他们对擘饼也是很恒切忠心的。
And later on, it's in verse 46, it uses the same phrase.
在之后第四十六节，我们看到同样的字。
And so it seems that they worship God not just on one day a week, but maybe even day by day.
在这里我们可以看到，他们不是说只有一天一周一天去敬拜神，而是可能是每天的去敬拜神。
So maybe every day we should worship God.
这里就是说，可能我们也需要每天去敬拜神。
Now it doesn't mean that we all have to come gather here every day.
这不是意味着我们每天都要来到这里去敬拜神。
But we should spend some time just thinking and reflecting and worshiping God.
这里的意思就是说，我们需要每天去思想，去反省。
It's something that we should be devoted to.
这些事情是我们需要去恒久忠心的去做的。
And so hopefully you'll be devoted to worship coming every Sunday.
希望大家每周日都是稳定的来去敬拜。
Whether it's a sunny day or a rainy day.
不论是天好天或者阴天下雨天。
But you're also devoted to spend time praising and adoring God by yourself each and every day.
但是也希望大家自己独自的时候也可以去敬拜去赞美神。
The last basic is prayer.
最后一个优先的事情就是祷告。
Again, looking at verse 42.
我们看第四十二节。
And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
我们可以看到他们恒心遵守了使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼，而且祷告。
Now, previously we looked at the last verse in this passage.
之前我们看到这一章的最后一节。
There it says, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
我们看到主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now, the text could have said the church added to their numbers.
经文可以说教会的人数增长了。
But the writer particularly wants us to recognize it is the Lord who added to their number.
作者呢，其实是想我们认识到，其实是神把这个人数去加增的。
That the numerical growth of the church is not dependent upon us; it's dependent upon God.
教会人数的增长不是因为我们，而是因为神。
Now God uses us.
神使用我们。
And we should be active in sharing the good news with others.
我们在传福音的时候，应该是热心的、活跃的。
But we should also be dependent upon God in prayer.
但是我们也要去依赖神在我们的祷告里。
And so if we have a lot of evangelistic activity, but we don't pray, we're missing the point.
如果我们有很多的传福音的事工，但是如果我们不祷告的话，这是没有用的。
It says that this first church was devoted to the prayers.
这里经文里说，第一个教会是忠心的祷告。
And if you were to read the rest of the book of Acts, you'll find that the church grew in number.
如果大家继续看《使徒行传》的话，我们看到教会的一直在增长。
That they started with about 3,000 believers, and they changed that world.
开始的时候有大约3000人，但是后来他们就多到改变了这个世界。
And if you read the book of Acts, you'll see prayer is very, very essential to that movement.
如果大家读《使徒行传》的话，大家就会认识到，祷告的重要性对于人数的增长是非常重要的。
Now, notice in verse 42, it says they were devoted to the prayers.
在四十二节里，因为英文就是说 to the prayer， 就是特别指出了这个祷告。
So in the original language, the Greek, there's a definite article before prayers.
在这个古希腊语里，这个有一个定词，就是 the。就是来指这个祷告。
So that means that they were referring to a particular time that they were praying.
这里指出的就是他们有一个特定的时间去祷告。
You may say it was a prayer meeting.
你可能说这个是一个祷告会。
Now it doesn't mean that we have to have a particular prayer meeting.
这个不是意味着我们要有一个特别的祷告会。
It could be a major part of some of the times that we gather together.
这个应该是我们聚会的时候有一定特定的时间去做的。
It could be a major time of your fellowship or your small group.
可以是你团契或者你小组活动的时候一个重要的事情。
Now the elders meet twice a month.
长老会每个月聚会两次。
And we have lots of things to talk about.
我们当时就是开会的时候有很多事情去讨论。
A lot of big decisions facing the church.
很多事情要去做决定。
But the first thing that we do when we come together twice a month is to pray.
但是我们每月两次的会议中第一件事我们去做的就是去祷告。
Now we don't just have one person just lead a short prayer.
不是说我们叫一个人去带领一个短的祷告。
We split into smaller groups and spend some concerted time to pray.
我们去把这些长老分成小组，而且就是横切的去祷告。
And so I hope that all of us will spend carve out time in our busy schedule to pray.
我们希望在座也每天腾出一些时间去祷告。
And this early church, they were devoted to prayer.
在早期的教会，他们是恒心的、忠心的去祷告。
And so, for the future of our church, we need to be devoted to prayer as well.
对于我们教会的将来，我们也要恒心、忠心的去祷告。
Our church is faced with some major decisions.
我们教会面临着很多重要的决定。
Now we just made a big decision to sell this property.
我们刚做了一个重要的决定，去卖掉这个物业。
But we're still seeking the Lord's guidance regarding how to expand here in Chinatown.
但是我们仍然去寻求神的旨意，如何的去在唐人街扩展。
Yes, we need to get some facts and figures.
当然我们需要看很多的数字，很多的事实。
But we also need to pray to seek God's will.
但是我们仍然的要去祷告来寻求神的旨意。
As mentioned, I'll be retiring soon.
刚才我提过我将会退休了。
And we need to seek the Lord's guidance on who should be the new senior pastor.
我们需要神的带领来为我们去怎么去聘请一个新的主任牧师。
And so I hope that motivates you to devote yourself to prayer.
我希望这个都是成为大家去祷告的一个动力。
So, I'm sure all of us desire that our church would be a healthy church.
我愿意相信大家都希望我们教会是成为一个健康的教会。
And particularly in our seven congregations, you want the Chinatown Mandarin congregation to be healthy as well.
我们教会有七个分堂，大家都希望，特别是国语堂，大家也希望成为一个好的这个分堂。
You want to have the people here have a sense of awe of God's power.
你希望在座的会众有一个敬畏的心。
You want this congregation to care for each other.
你希望国语堂是每个人都互相关心对方的。
We want this congregation to have a sense of joy when they come together.
我们希望我们就是大家都带着喜乐。
And you want to see numerical growth in this congregation.
我们也希望看到人数的增长。
Well, according to God's word, we see if we follow that first church, we need to be devoted to the basics.
在这里，圣经我们看到，如果我们想学习早期的教会的话，我们就要专注在这些基本的事情上。
And according to verse 42, the basics are learning, and sharing and worshiping and praying.
在第四十二节我们看到就是学习彼此相交然后擘饼就是说敬拜而且最后是祷告。
But if these are the essentials for the congregation, these are also the essentials for each member of this congregation as well.
这个对教会来说整体是很重要的但是对在座每一个人的个人也是很重要的。
So the question is,Are you learning from God's word?
我的问题就是你到底有没有学习神的话语?
Are you devoted to sharing and caring for one another?
你到底有没有去主动的去关心关爱别人?
Are you devoted to worship?
你自己是不是衷心的去敬拜?
Are you devoted to prayer?
你是不是恒切的去祷告?
And so it starts with each one of us individually.
这个是从我们个人每一个人去开始的。
And I would say,Probably overwhelming to do everything.
可能大家说做这么多事情，我可能吃不消。
But think of the area that you're weakest in.
Pardon?
The weakest area.
对，大家可以去看一看，自己最弱的这四件事情里最弱的那一环。
Pick this one area of weakness and devote yourself to it.
大家可以找到自己最弱的那一项，然后去努力的去进步。
And as you do that, God will help you to grow in that area.
如果你这么做的话，神一定会帮你。
So let's bow together in prayer.
让我们低头一起祷告。
And before we pray, just pick one of those four basics that you need to devote yourself to.
在我们祷告之前，请大家选一项，就是大家觉得自己要去进步的。
And yet you speak to God privately to tell him that you're devoting yourself to this area.
你可以自己告诉神，你希望在这四项里面的其中一项去有所进步。
Whether it be learning,
可以是学习
sharing.
可以去关爱别人分享
worship
敬拜
or prayer
或者是祷告
and then I'll close in prayer
然后我会结束祷告
Father, we know that our church is an important point.
在天父，我们知道我们教会面临的一个重要的在对于我们教会是一个重要的时刻。
There are a lot of things that are unknown about the future.
在这此时此刻，我们知道有很多事情我们是未知的。
But we do know what your word has to say to us.
但是我们知道你的话语是要告诉我们什么。
And so we want to devote ourselves to the basics.
我们在这里希望把自己可以回归到基本上。
The things that you tell us to do in the Word of God.
就是神在圣经里告诉我们要去做的事情。
And so we pray that you would help us to be a church that is devoted to learning from your Word.
我们希望神帮助我们成为一个我们就是去学习神话语的教会。
We do be devoted to sharing and caring for one another.
我们是充满关爱关心的教会。
That we're worshiping you with joy and gladness.
我们是充满着喜乐的，带着喜乐的心情去敬拜你。
That we're praying in dependence upon you.
我们也是恒切的去向你祷告。
And so as we focus on those, we leave the results with you.
如果我们去专注这些事情，我们把结果交给你。
We know that sometimes we forget the most important things.
我们知道我们有时候会忘记最重要的事情。
So thank you for reminding us through your word.
感谢神在这里提醒了我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.